proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our examination of the final blessings of Moses upon the 12 tribes of Israel. We focus on his benediction for the tribe of Levi. When Jacob spoke about Simeon and Levi in Genesis chapter 49, the patriarch said, quote, "Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel," unquote. Whereas Moses made no mention of the tribe of Simeon in his final set of blessings on the tribes of Israel, Moses did indeed bless the descendants of the tribe of Levi. Quote, "Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah," unquote. The term Holy One could allude to the high priest, who at that time was yet to be designated. The high priest came from the tribe of Levi. He also bore the Urim and Thummim on the breastplate that he wore. The place names Massah and Meribah can be found in the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus. The Israelites had criticized Moses due to their lack of water. At God's direction, though, the lawgiver struck a certain rock, resulting in water flowing out of it. God originally had intended for the Israelites to function as, quote, a kingdom of priests, unquote. Perhaps their rebellion at Massah and Meribah prompted God to institute a priestly order, a priestly order through which the Israelites would have to make their offerings unto him. Moses noted that Levi, quote, said to his father and to his mother, "I have not seen him." Neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. This statement referred to an incident described in Genesis chapter 32. When Moses discovered that the Israelites had made a molten calf and thus sinned against God, he exclaimed, quote, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." The entire tribe of Levi rallied to Moses' call. He charged them to kill those Israelites who had not come to him, and they did so. After that incident, God chose the members of the tribe of Levi as his priests, instead of going with his original plan to choose the firstborn sons as his priests. In the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses detailed the functions of the Levitical priesthood. Quote, "They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and hold burnt sacrifice upon thine altar," unquote. The Levites served as religious teachers in Israel. They also functioned as priests, offering sacrifices on behalf of the Jewish nation. Moses concluded his benediction of the Levites by saying, quote, "Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again," unquote. He called for God to make the Levites prosper, to accept their works, and to defeat their enemies. God alone comprised the entirety of the Levites' inheritance. Yet, according to Numbers 18, the Levites would always flourish. As long as they focused their efforts on fulfilling their divine calling, God would accept and receive their ministrations, as he promised to do in the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah. Furthermore, God undertook all of those to crush them if they rose up against the Levites. Moses continued his benedictions, blessing the other tribes of Israel. In future lessons, we'll look at the nature of those blessings. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.